Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. We are here on the final day, well, kind of the final day. I think there's some stuff going on tomorrow as well, but nevertheless, we are in the home stretch with Aaron O'Hearn from the fine folks at ViClarity. I'm like, ViClarity, ViClarity.
The name always gets folks.
That's okay. It's all right. It's all good. So how's the conference going for you? I know we're in the last day. Any highlights or anything like that for you, Aaron?
You know, it's really been terrific. Of course, the highlight is always seeing folks that you've known for years and getting to have those great discussions in person. I think during a few years ago, everyone really appreciates at another level being able to gather.
An in-person visit is always a good thing, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. After living in the digital world for so long, for a couple of years. So yeah, it's good to get back out. And I think this year, I think people are kind of, I think last year coming here, people were still a little bit nervous about coming, but this year I think we're all like, all right,
people are,
we're good, we're all in, which is why they probably set a record attendance too. So good stuff. Any highlights, anything, any sessions or anything that you attended or anything that you want to take back to ViClarity?
Yeah, I mean, as a compliance person, I think the highlights are always getting to see
element.
The regulators in person and,
you,
you know, hear from them directly. So it's really great to hear, you know, their outlook of the future, what they're focusing on. And so I think those are always highlights, those regulatory
of
sessions.
Of course. Was there any compliance tips or any regulation thing that kind of stuck out for you this time around?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot to talk about, obviously.
You know, I think looking ahead at some of those key issues and those supervisory priorities, I think the NCUA is really continuing to refine how they look at exams and the exam process. So that's always interesting. And, you know, Chairman Harper made some great comments around just the importance of diversity, equity, inclusion, which is really wonderful to hear from the regulator, as did Board Member Rodney Hood. So it was a great conference.
Yeah, I think they all echo that sentiment for sure. So well, having said that, so the topic here is the confluence of compliance and DEI financial inclusion strategy. So can you give us a quick overview on this topic here real quick?
Absolutely. Well, and speaking of highlights of this conference, I mean, it's been so wonderful to see DEI woven throughout the entire conference.
Oh yeah, it's a major part.
Both with individual kind of topics and panels, but also with those opportunities to have those discussions in person with folks that are really focused on this activity within their own organizations, their own credit unions. So we kicked off the conference starting at the DEI roundtable, the inaugural one on Sunday, and it was great to have that conversation. They had a lot of great topics, and I think it's interesting to see, of course, lending comes up all the time as you look at your external activities towards DEI and really financial inclusion. But then, of course, there's always some great compliance questions that go along with that. And so I think as we look at this topic and how it continues to evolve, there's a lot of great opportunity and progress to be made and folks doing really great work in their own shops. I think we continue to have that conversation about getting the compliance folks involved early, involving everyone within the credit union, not siloing it to one department or one person's responsibility, one champion's responsibility, to really kind of share and integrate that throughout the entire credit union. And I think compliance is an important one, risk is an important one, and of course the board of directors, the executive team management, to really incorporate into that strategy. I think both when you look at DEI internally, the work that folks are doing to create that culture within their credit union, but then also their external activities within the community. Compliance and risk are often cited as a potential barrier, and I think involving those folks in these conversations early can really help smooth that process
forward. How is compliance and risk connected with DEI?
Yeah, I think especially when you look at the financial inclusion side, as folks are trying to expand their products and services to really reach changing demographics in their field of membership. So a common example one we get a lot of questions on might be I-10 lending and figuring out the compliance aspects. How do we open that account properly? It's absolutely possible to do these initiatives to expand your products and services to reach everyone in a compliant way, but you do want to make sure you're thinking about those regulations early, you're updating those policies and procedures where needed, training staff to make sure that you're accounting for the regulations, but really looking at those regulations through that DEI lens of how can we support these initiatives to really help us prepare in a compliant way, prepare for that next exam. So it's been great conversations.
Good. Yeah, I know you, again, you are in your element here for sure. Let's talk about compliance a little bit as well. I mean, what are you seeing on that front, especially all that you have soaked in here? What's the latest going here? Because I keep hearing that 2023 is going to be the year of the regulation, especially with, we're not going to go into this, but with cryptocurrency and the digital assets type of stuff. So that's going to be, I hear that's going to be regulated hopefully this year, we'll see. But anyway, just getting back to the whole compliance thing, I just hear that this year is going to be kind of the year of the regulation.
So yeah, with a lot of stuff. That's a great question. Last year was a little bit lighter on kind of new final rules coming out, but there were a lot of proposed rules. We're going to see a lot more proposed
and
rules
see those implemented
and those
this year.
Then final rules coming into play this year. And certainly you mentioned cryptocurrency, which of course I think there's a role for DEI in that conversation and financial access as that continues to evolve. I think the regulations in that space particularly, we'll see where that heads. We've seen some recent guidance from NCUA in those areas, but yes, I think that will continue to develop as well. But I think as we look ahead at DEI, I think folks are taking a look at it both internally, as I said, and then externally. And then on both ends, I think there's a role there for technology to play. And so those conversations are always coming in to the conversation as well, which is really interesting, sort of tied to your cryptocurrency comment that technology is here, it's coming, and it is a pathway for diversity, equity, inclusion, improvement, but it also, you know, the risk and compliance person in me also has to account for, you know, making sure we're being thoughtful about how that's implemented.
Dotting those I's, crossing those T's. And I think, and getting back to the whole DEI thing, I think it's because we had DEI Tuesday yesterday as well. So I think it's not a conference without a DEI session or talking about DEI. It's almost like it's expected now. So whereas maybe a few years ago, it was like, oh, well, let's talk about this. You know, this is kind of, I mean, it's kind of like an eyebrow raiser, but now it's like, okay, we need to keep that conversation going. And even in a compliance capacity as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's so important for folks to be able to learn from each other about what's working in their shop,
what's not working in their shop.
And I also think that's where technology can play a role, where you are really focusing on what you can measure and what's important to your organization, specifically for your own initiatives to make it work for your organization. And I think as we look at who needs to be involved in DEI, technology can really kind of support that. And then as you're looking at external practices with products and services, there's a lot of technology out there that's being developed around financial inclusion and making sure you can reach everyone. And so there's a lot of debate going on right now about how do we make sure we set up the right parameters to make sure it's achieving the goals that we intended to.
Yeah, we just had the folks from Zest AI in here, and we talked about that exact topic. So, oh my gosh, what a small world we live in.
I mean, talk about compliance and DEI. Fair lending comes up.
And how AI comes into the picture and how that can help, actually. So, not hinder. So,
Definitely. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, as folks are looking at that technology, and I'm sure even others that are developing the new technology are thinking about those regulations and thinking about compliance as they're trying to implement those at the credit unions as well.
So much to cover here. There's so many variables
Talk about it all day again.
No doubt. I bet you could. I know you could. So anything else here to add, Erin? I know we're just kind of scratching the surface here, but I want to be respectful of your time. But anything else to add on this one?
You know, I think just one takeaway that folks, as they're thinking through this, to think broadly about how they incorporate that. So I think even as we're talking about compliance or technology and how that fits in, look at what you already have either access to or what you're already doing. I think thinking about the larger picture. So for example, accounting for complaint management, are you screening those for trends as complaints are coming in to identify what would be important for your progress? Or are you looking at your board governance practices and ensuring that your strategic plan doesn't have a separate DEI plan, but rather integrated into that strategic plan and can be tracked through technology or other means, but keeping those compliance folks in the conversation early and then thinking broadly about how do we pull from other areas we're already looking at, but looking at it through a DEI lens.
Well said, well said. Good message to end on. Erin, thank you so much for hanging out with us
for a few minutes.
I appreciate
Always great to chat with you.
likewise. I learned so much from you, so thank you very much. There she is, Erin O'Hearn from ViClarity. Go check them out. Got any questions on regulations and compliance? She's got the answers.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.